sentences. We'll do three paragraphs.
All right, let's go.
We do three today, three tomorrow.
All right, let's go. L'shanos b'pnei Hashalom. So this is again, every line is just so precious. Is this idea of again MS. But certain times, again, exceptions, where we have to sometimes change the words around for the sake of peace. Amru Hazal in Yivamos, very beautiful Gemara. Muter lo la'adam l'shanos b'davar ha'shalom. A person is allowed to change around his words for the sake of peace. Shenamar, as it says in Bereishis, Avicha tzave kotam ul Yosef ana sana. What's this talking about? After Yaakov Avinu died, the brothers said to themselves, "Uh-oh, we are in trouble." Once Yaakov dies, the wrath of Yosef is going to come full force. He's going to lay us out. We're done, skis. We're done. So what they do? They said, "Make sure Yosef knows. Send the following message: Our father said, forgive them, give them mercy, be kind to them." Yaakov Avinu is never recorded giving such instructions. But they did this to make sure there'd be peace and no animosity and for shalom. Certain times they're allowed to say things for the sake of peace. Rav Nosson Omer, mitzvah. No, it's even a mitzvah to do so. Shenemar, it says in Shmuel Aleph, Vayomer Shmuel, Echelech v'shema Shaul v'hargani. Shmuel was assigned the task of appointed David, Melech Yisrael, David to be the king, and not Shaul. There was a lot of tension between the two of them. So Shmuel was appointed, let's anoint David and not Shaul. Shmuel was very, very worried. He said, Shaul's going to kill me if he finds out I'm going to anoint David. What do I do? He's going to find out. So Hashem told him, go to Jerusalem and just say you're bringing an offering. You're bringing a korban, that's why you're there. Don't say explicitly you're going to appoint David, Melech Yisrael. Just say that you're going to bring up a korban. Again, to prevent this animosity and hatred. Debei Rav Yonasan, Tana. Gadol HaShalom. How great is Shalom? This is so beautiful. Shavakadosh Baruch Hu Shinubo. Even Hashem changes around the words for the sake of peace. Demikara Kativa says in Bereishis, Vadoniza Kain, and my husband is old. When Sarah Remain was told she was going to have a child, she laughed and she said, "Ha, but my husband's old. We can't have a child, he's old." Then once HaKadosh Baruch Hu approached Avraham, to encounter Avraham and say what happened with Sarah, Hashem changed around the words. L'sos Kativ Vaniza Kanti. When Hashem told the story to Avram, he said, Sarah, what did Sarah say? Sarah said about herself she was old. Again, such a Musar Shmuz. The Bali Musar talk about this. Because Avram Avinu was old. He was 100 years old. Wasn't that young. So she was just saying the truth. The Bali Musar explained how far you have to go for the sake of peace. Even if it's going to cause the slightest discomfort, slightest discord, you have to go so far to ensure that there's peace. These are gems. Please look up these Gemaras. We'll do one more paragraph. But Rav Kesemam says, so now we're saying, for the sake of peace, for peace, I'm the peace police. I can start lying. He says, no. Sarich adam lizaher milashanos el im zeb emes mukhos. You have to be very, very careful. You know, you have to be very, 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 very careful. Has to be a very limited cases, exceptional cases. You have to really, really make sure. It's not a free-for-all. That's why I always say, speak to a Rebbe, speak to a mentor, speak to parents. It's not a free-for-all. Emes is, like we said, it's hold of the world. Certain limited circumstances, we're able to lashanos, to change our words for the sake of peace. But it has to be with tremendous calculation, deliberation. It's not a free-for-all. Every time, it has to really, really be weighed out, because we have two titans going against each other. Even if you're forced to, you have to minimize as much as possible. Even if the situation allows for you to lie or change around the words. Again, very limited, very exceptional. You still have to limit and minimize as much as possible. When he was going to get the brachas under his mother's command, Anochi Esa Bechorcha. What does Rashi say? Sham, Perish Rashi, Sham, Anochi. It is when Yitzchak asks, who is you? He says, Anochi, it is I. Hamevilecha, who's bringing you the food. Kama. The Esav Bechorcha. Esav is your firstborn. Again, to try our best to minimize as much as possible. V'meina adam nizar b'zeh. But if a person's not careful with that, tovar mimenu hazihirus midvar sheker. What's going to happen? He's going to lose that zihirus, that vigilance when it comes to lying. If you're not careful, you just think, oh, I can do whatever I want. Oh, for the sake of peace. No, no, no. It's going to be a free-for-all. It's going to be a slippery slope. Got to be very, very careful. V'chas v'shom, what's going to happen? Yavol l'shaker afil b'makom she'enu mitzvah. And then what's going to happen if you get too loosey-goosey, too easy-going, you're going to end up lying even in places where it's not a mitzvah, or it doesn't demand of you. So again, limited circumstances, for the sake of peace, consult with somebody, you are able to change around your words. Shkoach gadol.